Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
And this is Desiree Scales with High Velocity Radio. Hello, Stone. Nice to have you on the other end of the mic today.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for letting me clock in. It's, the perspective is different from this side of the studio. I think I like it.
Well, you look good behind that mic.
Thank you.
And what beautiful weather we're having here.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Can you believe it?
It's marvelous.
I know. I love it. I love going out on my motorcycle and riding in this weather. It's just beautiful right now. So, all right. So today we've got a treat. We've got Naomi Salberg. And she has been working as a business coach, and I'm going to say life coach, too. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But for 12 years, she worked for internationally recognized Emory University, helping their staff with department's goal setting and implementation, recruitment. And now she's coaching Academy Award winning directors.
Nominated.
Okay.
We're going for the win.
All right. Yeah, that's possible. And CEOs and, we've got New York Times bestselling authors. And me. She's coaching me. So welcome, Nan.
Thank you. Thank you, Desiree.
As you like to be called to the studio today. And can't wait to talk to you about your coaching. Yeah, so let's talk about that. Are you a business coach? Are you a life coach? Talk to us about that.
I'm definitely a business coach, but I really view my clients very holistically.
Yeah.
If I don't know what's going on in their life, I can't really help their business as fully as otherwise.
Right.
So it's mostly business coaching. We get into what's important to them, their values, their family situations, so we can make it all work together.
So what made you choose the career of coaching?
I've always loved people, which sounds like the tritest interview question there is, but I do. I truly love people. Mm-hmm. I have a passion for helping people move forward.
Right, right.
And I have a business background. And so it just seemed normal. For me, it just felt so natural to put those two things together.
Right, exactly. And where would you say your passion lies with the coaching? You said you're a business coach and moving people forward. What does that mean for you?
Well, I specialize in entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so I like to be able to help people. They've got a good idea, or mm-hmm. they're really good at something, but they don't necessarily know how to monetize that. How do you turn that into a business? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you know how to run a business.
Yeah.
So I like to get with those people and give them some ideas about business, help them come up with their goal setting, budgets, building their teams, and get them where they want to be.
And what's interesting is I'm rereading Michael Gerber's E-Myth right now. And it's so interesting for him to say that most entrepreneurs who get into business don't know how to run a business. They
Absolutely.
Don't understand that. And I know you see that. And I think that is your gift, is to see where the entrepreneur or the business owner needs to get out of their own way, right?
Absolutely. And I think the key is, too, is not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, everybody thinks, oh, I'm unhappy at work. If I just worked for myself, I'd have more flexibility. I could do what I want. And there is a lot of flexibility and ownership to what you do, but it's not for everybody. Some people need the routine. Some people can't understand exactly, as you said, how to get out of their own way and let the business run.
Right. Or I think the other dangerous situation that we get into as entrepreneurs is we rely on ourselves for everything and we don't trust bringing other people into the business. Talk to us about that.
Well, as you know, a big thing that I talk about is being the entrepreneur does not mean you've got to be good at everything.
Right.
You're not good at everything. You can't be good at everything. Mm-hmm. So a big part of what we do is figure out, okay, where are the holes? Do we fill that in with team members? Do we outsource it? Often entrepreneurs think, oh, I need a partner. I want a business partner to go through this with.
Yeah.
I often suggest don't take on a partner unless you have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's
laughing over there.
it's really like a marriage.
Yeah,
and I have nothing against marriage.
Yeah.
I'm very happily married, mm-hmm. but it really is a serious decision to take on a business partner.
Right. Right.
As it is a marriage partner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like the stars need to align just right.
And absolutely. And if you're not compatible in that way, if they're if their strengths don't fit into your holes and your weaknesses, mm-hmm. there's really no point in having the partner.
Exactly. And so you take people through a series of tests when you start working with them. Talk to us about that. Why do you do that? Why do people have to go through a test, for instance?
It's a skills assessment test. Okay. It's not a test of whether or not I will take them as a client,
right, but
so much as a DISC profile, Enneagram, exactly those kind of tests.
Right.
It helps me get to know who they are better. Mm-hmm. Some things maybe they wouldn't think to tell me about themselves gives me sort of a leg up so we can hit the ground running. I can speak in a language they'll understand,
right,
as opposed to, you know, my speak and they can't hear it.
Exactly. So where does coaching and therapy, you know, there's a fine line, I think, sometimes between that coach and then the therapist who's hearing all the problems and trying to find solutions. Where does that line, settle?
I am definitely not a therapist.
Yeah.
I think there's very good occasion to have, if you can in your life, have a therapist and a coach.
Right.
I think everybody can benefit from both of those.
Yeah.
To me, a therapist takes you sort of where, you know, there and how you got here.
Right.
Figured out sort of what was blocking you in your life. Mm-hmm. The way I view my role is, okay, you're here now. Where do you want to go?
Right.
How do we move you forward and not get caught up in all of the past?
Yeah, exactly. So who is your ideal client?
An ideal client is someone who's usually entrepreneurs. Now, sometimes I also do career coaching.
Okay.
I will work with people that either have gotten stuck in their career or want to change careers.
Right.
It's a very similar type of rhythm that we follow. But someone who's open-minded, ready for change, ready to hear some ideas they didn't think of before. You know, I've worked with some naysayers and can quickly say to them, coaching is really not where you need to be right now.
Right. You're blocked.
Absolutely. Or they just don't really want to change.
Yeah.
Someone who comes to me, they're ready to make a change. They're ready to grow that business or grow themselves.
Right.
Will really benefit tremendously from coaching.
Right. So they really have to be ready for this proposition, for this work, because it's not easy. Yeah. I mean, it is work and it's a commitment.
It's a commitment. It's not easy, but I will say it's fun.
Yeah.
I think my clients have a good time with me. We do fun exercises. They get to know themselves better. And then as their business grows, we get to enjoy that together.
Right.
Which gives me great fulfillment.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So the question I have for you is, we just talked about how not everybody is an entrepreneur. How does one know? Well, there's two questions here. How does one know if they're cut out to be an entrepreneur?
I have a very leading question for them to find out if they're not cut out for it.
Okay.
My first question is, why do you want to be an entrepreneur?
Right.
As soon as I hear, oh, I'd like more time for my hobbies, I want a vacation more, my boss is an idiot, those kind of things immediately tell me it's not entrepreneurship that you're after,
right,
necessarily.
Right.
If it's because someone passionately tells me, I've got this great idea, I've always had this dream, I've had this thing I've wanted to build, I want to build a legacy.
Yeah.
Those kind of things tells me the passion's there, the drive's there. If they're willing to put in the time, they'll be great entrepreneurs.
So in that second set of people who are passionate and they have a vision, can you teach them how to be an entrepreneur or a better entrepreneur?
I think I can teach them to be a better entrepreneur.
Gotcha.
In my experience, people are cut out to be entrepreneurs or they're not.
Right.
I can't take someone who says, I just want more vacation time.
Yeah.
And turn them into an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
If you've got the passion and the vision, I can help you have the focus and direction, take the right steps, and be a great entrepreneur.
Right. So what's your definition of a great entrepreneur?
Someone with passion, someone who's working hard, someone who really sees it as their baby that they want to nurture and grow. In some cases, they want to grow it so that one day the baby can go out on their own.
Right, right.
In some cases, it's just so they can grow the child to fill their needs and be done with it.
Right.
So there's not a one-size-fits-all, but there's definitely a heart to the entrepreneur.
But you do work with those who are not entrepreneurs, correct?
I do some, especially in the career coaching
element. Okay, so tell us the benefit of that.
It's the same type of process. It's to figure out where their vision is, where they want to go.
Like within the corporation that they're in?
Wherever it is that they're doing. Or sometimes it's to change a career altogether.
Okay.
So we'll look at their experience. We'll look at their skill set. We'll look at what it is they need from a job, from a profession, and help them find that. And so it's growing themselves. Instead of growing the business, which is its entity of its own, it's growing themselves to be the best they can be, to be better at their job, to have a more quality work-life relationship.
Right. And you talk to me about balance a lot. I think sometimes, I don't know, men and women have a hard time with balance because you've got your work, you've got your kids, you've got your wife or husband. How do you help people find that balance?
I think awareness is a big, big element to that. As you know, I find balance extremely important.
Right.
Because if we just focus on one thing, we're going to topple over.
Yeah.
Men and women both can be victims of it.
Yeah.
It comes in maybe different looking packages, but it's the same kind of thing.
Right.
And so we just all need to be able to put things in the right size compartments.
Right.
Everything in our life isn't created equal, doesn't have equal importance. But just remembering to factor it all in.
Right.
And that's what really makes us joyful as people, to be able to have that job that we love and have a life that we can love too, where they're not one and the same.
Right. I mean, it even goes so far as nutrition and exercise.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because what good is it if you're a chain smoker and you're drinking martinis at lunch and you've run this business and then, you know, that's going to catch up to you and you're not going to enjoy your day-to-day routine if you're not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. And it's taking care of yourself in every way.
Right.
It's getting the right amount of sleep. It's having some fun.
Yeah.
It's having some complete downtime. And then when it's time to work, working hard and putting everything you have in it.
Right. So what makes you, in your clients, how do you build a relationship with somebody you don't really know? I mean, how do you be a good coach off the bat from the starting gate?
It's a good question. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Again, when clients come open-minded, it's very easy for me to be able to just start talking to them conversationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk about where you are. It's not a job interview.
Right.
It's conversation. Let's get to know each other better. And the ones that are more open to me learning them and understanding them, it makes for such a better working relationship. We make, a lot, we build strides a lot faster.
Right.
I've always had an easy time talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it easy for me.
Yeah.
But having someone reciprocate that, wanting to give back to the conversation, we build rapport quickly. Most of my clients don't live here in Atlanta.
Right.
They're all over the world.
Wow.
They're on five continents. So we are usually on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, face-to-face is the best.
Right.
But Skype is a really close second.
I love Skype.
I do, too. I do. I have some clients that still refuse to use it, and we have to do it by phone.
Yeah.
But we actually move quicker by Skype because you can make that eye contact.
Absolutely.
You can read body language.
Yeah.
So, building rapport is a very important part of it, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And how do you differentiate yourself? There's so many coaches out there. So many people call themselves coaches, business coaches, life coaches, whatever.
Yes.
How do you differentiate yourself?
Once I get past the eye roll of saying I'm a coach, because who's not? I think part of it is the ability to build rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches are meant to be problem solvers and good listeners and being able to do all the elements of building a good business. So that should be a given, but they're not all that.
Right.
So I'm good at that, but my strength really comes from the actual problem solving with a passion.
Yeah.
I care a lot about what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason that I get so many referrals from my clients is because my heart's really in it.
Right.
When I take on a client, I'm as committed to their success as they are.
So how long is a typical engagement with you?
There's no typical engagement, which it sounds like it's a very vague answer, but there's really not.
Okay.
I have one woman that I have worked with for years, and we just keep building, and it just keeps getting better.
Right.
I have some people that come, and they say, here's what I want to accomplish. This is it, and we do, and it's, check it off the list.
Yeah.
If you want to keep growing, come on back.
Yeah.
If you want to take some time off. So nothing that I do is typical. Like, I don't have a cookie-cutter way of coaching. Everybody's just so different.
Right, right. So for our audience out there that they're considering coaching or not, you know, maybe they just want some inspiration from you. Give us a takeaway that would inspire us today.
One we've already touched on. Mm-hmm. The two, I have my clients laugh. I have an alphabet soup of words.
Right.
And so I have favorite words that go with each letter.
Yeah.
We've already talked about my B word, which is balance.
Balance,
I think we all need balance. But my most important word for everybody to have is purpose.
Right, right.
That's my favorite P word, and there's lots of great P words.
Yeah.
But purpose is really my favorite. If you know why you're doing something,
mm-hmm.
then the what and the how will come so much easier.
Right.
So in all we do, if we really know why, if we stop and ask ourselves, why is this important? Why is this meaningful? We'll achieve it faster. We'll achieve it greater and stronger.
I like that. Purpose. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are in effects. That affects you. You know, it affects
sure.
how you think. It affects everything, your family.
Sure.
So you help people get on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the first things I also tell my clients is I'm not going to give you something you don't already have. What I do isn't some sort of rocket science. The
right.
answers are all inside of you.
Yeah.
I'm just able to help you get to the right places inside of you, touch the right places,
right.
that the answers come. It's asking the right questions. You know the answers.
Yeah.
It's knowing that purpose.
That's beautiful. Great. I mean, that's exactly how I feel a coach should work. Is to get people in touch with their inner voice.
Absolutely.
And I think that we lose that because there's so many distractions during the day between emails and phone calls and things that we need to do as business owners. So, yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
So where do we find you online?
Well, my website is NSC Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two C's in there.
Yes.
.com.
NSCcoaching.com. Perfect.
So, right. So that, yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right.
So please visit my website.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear from people. If they, you know, if anyone just wants to call and ask me some specific questions, my phone number's on there.
Okay.
Ask some specific questions of sort of what would a coaching engagement be? What do you think about my situation? I'm always happy to talk to people.
Well, thank you for sharing your time and your wisdom with us today. Really appreciate it, Nan.
Thank you, Desiree. This is great.
Well, this is Desiree Scales for High Velocity Radio. Have a great week.